The worm cam was bringing a return to older ways of living, of thinking about other people and interacting with them. But that was little comfort for those who feared that their perceived need for curtilage, a defined space within which they could achieve solitude, anonymity, reserve, and intimacy with loved ones, might no longer be met. And now, as the worm cam's history view facilities deepened, even the past was no refuge. Many people had been hurt, in one way or another, by the revelation of the truth. Many of them blamed not the truth or themselves, but the worm cam and those who had inflicted it on the world. Hiram himself remained the most obvious target. At first, Bobby suspected, he had almost enjoyed his notoriety. Any celebrity was good for business. But the hail of threats and assassination and sabotage attempts had worn him down. There were even libel actions, as people claimed Hiram must somehow be fabricating what the worm cam was showing about themselves, their loved ones, their enemies, or their heroes. Hiram had taken to living in the light. His West Coast mansion was drenched in light from floods, powered by multiple generators. He even slept in brilliant illumination. No security system was foolproof, but at least Hiram could ensure that anybody who got through would be visible to the worm cams of the future. So Hiram lived, skewered by pitiless light, alone, scrutinized, loathed. The gruesome procedure resumed. Manning consulted his notebook.
Let me set out some of the facts. Incontrovertible, historical truths, all properly observed and notarized. First, Kingsley's affair with Ms. Morris wasn't his first in his time with you. He had a short, apparently unsatisfactory fling with another woman beginning a month after he met you, and another 6 months later.
No.
In all, he seems to have had six consummated relationships with other women before you challenged him over Jody.
He smiled.
If it's any consolation, he has also cheated on other partners before and since. He seems to be something of a serial adulterer.
This is ridiculous. I'd have known.
But you're also human. I can show you incidents where evidence of Kingsley's unfaithfulness was clearly available to you, yet you turned aside, rationalizing it away without even being aware of what you were doing. Confabulation.
She said coldly,
I've told you how it was. Kingsley started to cheat on me because the miscarriage screwed up our relationship.
Ah, the miscarriage. The great causal event in your life. But, I'm afraid it wasn't like that at all. Kingsley's behavior patterns were well established long before he met you, and were barely altered by the miscarriage incident. You've also said that you believe the miscarriage gave you a spur to working harder at developing your own career.
Yes, that's obvious.
This is a little more difficult to establish, but again, I can demonstrate to you that the upward trajectory of your career began some months before the miscarriage. Again, you were doing it anyhow. The miscarriage didn't really change anything.
He studied her.
Kate, you've constructed a kind of story around the miscarriage. You've wanted to believe that it was significant beyond itself. The miscarriage was a horrible trial for you to endure, but it actually changed very little. I sense you don't believe me.
She said nothing. Manning steepled his fingers and put them to his chin.
I think you've been both right and wrong about yourself. I think that the miscarriage you suffered did change your life, but not in the rather superficial way you think it did. It didn't make you work harder or cause cracks in your relationship with Kingsley, but the loss of your child did wound you deeply. And I think you're now driven by a fear that it might happen again.
A fear?
Please believe I'm not judging you. I'm merely trying to explain. Your compensatory activity is your work. Perhaps this deeper fear has driven you to greater achievement, greater success, but you've also become obsessive. It has only been your work that has distracted you from what you see as a terrible darkness at the center of your being, and so you're driven to ever greater lengths.
Right, and that's why I used Hiram's wormholes to spy on his competitors.
She shook her head.
How much do they pay you for this stuff, Doctor?
Manning paced slowly before a soft screen.
Kate, You're one of the first human beings to endure this truth shock.